All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We have got a car review to do right now. That Richard, I've driven these. You've driven these 2024 Prius Prime SE. And I've said it many, many times. You have as well. Toyota's the leader in the hybrid world in this car, really, for them. Not this car, but the Prius started it all for them.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. So this is the Prius, folks, that you've maybe come to love or hate, depending on your opinion of things. This is the Prius, Dad, that, like you said, sort of started it all. But then it also, they've added a flair to it. They've changed the look. It looks different. So if you haven't checked one out recently, I encourage you to do so. But this is the Prime Edition, Dad, which not, no, this is not a Dion, you know, Coach Prime, or maybe they can get him to do that. This is their plug-in hybrid version of it, right, Dad? Okay. This is, you know, you can plug in, get, I think it's, you know, 37 to 40 miles or so worth of range out of it. But it charges really fast. I will say that. I was able to actually charge it up each night, honestly, only after about 4 or 5 hours on, you know, kind of that level 2 charger.
Right.
That a lot of people have in their house. And so that part worked great. Outside of that, this is the most bare bones Prius Prime you can get. This is the SE trim level, which is good and bad, right? Good for price point, about $35,000 for this car. And obviously, and mind you, Dad, for most people, that 40 miles of range is going to get them to work and back or to school, wherever it is, pretty much on the daily, right?
Right.
People's commute is about 50 miles or so on average. And so you may actually not have to go to the gas station a lot. The downside is you lose some of the creature comforts, but there's other higher trim levels. You could step up to the XSE or the XSE Premium and get some of those different things. The Prime version, the plug-in, is front-wheel drive only, but if you do get just a normal Prius, you don't want to have the plug-in optionality, you can get that as an all-wheel drive as optional, which is really, really nice. But overall, Dad, it's just something that you've sort of come to either love or hate. You know, we're not going to change your opinion on it. But for me and for you, it's a very, very functional car.
Yep.
For what it does.
Absolutely.
And it's not super flashy, but it works. It gets the job done. I will say that the EV, you know, the battery-only mode worked really, really well. Is it going to win any races against some of the other EVs onlys that are on the road or even some of these other, you know, sort of more performance-based? No, but again, that's not what the intention is, right? This car, even when it's in hybrid mode, is going to do upwards of 50 miles per gallon, which is just phenomenal. And again, in today's day and age, Dad, where prices, especially you at the pump, are constantly monitored, but not only by us, but by a lot of other people, I think it's something that people pay attention to. So overall, I was really pleased with it. I enjoy this vehicle. But again, you've driven this vehicle, not necessarily this one, but in years past, and you've surprisingly liked it.
Actually, they do. As far as versatility goes, you can't really knock the vehicle. Toyota did a really great job of making the vehicle extremely versatile. And what do I mean by that? The way the hatch works, the way you can load things in the back, the second seat folds down. Richard, as you know, it's actually a very, very versatile vehicle. And what's funny is on Drive Radio on Saturdays, I've actually got several listeners that own one that will validate everything you and I are talking about. It may not be the sexiest, flashiest vehicle on the road, but when it comes to getting from A to B and doing it in a pretty economical way, actually a very economical way, it's really a hard car to beat. And keep in mind, Richard, there are some of these cars out there running around with upwards of 300,000 plus miles on them that are still running and working, and people buy these things used on a routine basis. I mean, is this a car that stands the test of time? Absolutely it does.
1,000%. And I think it's something that most people will not really, well, again, I don't know if a lot of people will give it a time of day, and this just goes for anyone because it's lots of Prius, you know, it's a lot of preconceived notions. I encourage you, check this out, folks, especially if you haven't seen the redesign that they did. I think it was last year, Dad, where they
very much better, much better looking car than it used to be.
It is. It's much sleeker. It's still a little boxy, but not super boxy. A lot. If you again, honestly, I've got several comments about, wow, I didn't know what car that was. That's a Prius. Okay. In terms of the technology, Dad, and how it works between the, you know, the regenerative braking, and you can put it into the, you know, the B mode, right, where it brakes
right.
A little bit harder for you. It's just Toyota's been doing it so long that if you're like, okay, I'm ready for a hybrid, or I'm actually ready for the plug-in variety, a lot of these companies are charging a premium for plug-ins, And in this case, you can get a car that in the mid-30s that will do everything that you want it to do. And here in Colorado, we'll get you through probably 90% of our snowstorms here, being front-wheel drive.
And front-wheel drive and heavy. Really, I talked about this past Saturday a little bit, Richard. These particular cars in general, that car weighs about 3,600 pounds. You put the right tires on that car, it's pretty much a snow machine. Go wherever you want.
Exactly. And again, and especially here, and folks, I can say, again, I encourage you, actually test your commute one day. You know, put in your trip monitor, whatever it is, and just see. I think you'd be surprised at kind of where you go. And in this case, I honestly, that I didn't have this car drop below three quarters of a tank the entire week. So I could almost go a month on my drive without feeling up. So I encourage folks, get out, test drive this vehicle. Especially if you haven't seen a Prius Prime lately, I encourage you to do that. Get your friends in it. Get your family in it, because it can fit that, even though we didn't touch on it. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.